European Union leaders are trying to help pull Greece out of its debt crisis. The European nations are worried that the financial problems in Greece could drag down their own economies. Terry Schultz reports on a summit being held in Brussels.
Friendly greetings in Brussels last night for the arrival of Greek Prime Minister George Papandreou.
George?
Hello.
The handshakes fellow European leaders offered Papandreou belied the hand-wringing his country is causing throughout the EU, and especially within the 15 other countries that use the euro. Athens' announcement of an ambitious reform package in January did almost nothing to reassure markets and boost the common currency. It was only talk of a bailout earlier this week that did that. But the term bailout is being used loosely. EU laws forbid the European Central Bank or national central banks from guaranteeing debt or giving loans to eurozone governments. Fellow governments can do that, but have been reluctant to offer extra bilateral assistance to Greece. And with good reason, says Peter Kleppe of the Open Europe Institute, which advocates EU reform.
It would not be fair to let taxpayers from all over Europe pay for the mistakes of bad governance in Greece. They should now bear the consequences of what they have done and default.
But eurozone leaders are trying to avoid a Greek default because of the negative impact it might have on them. Frantic last-minute negotiations have reportedly convinced Germany to lead a plan to offer the Greek government low-interest loans or to purchase Greek government bonds, among the options which may be announced at today's summit. Peter Kleppe and other critics warn this will create what's called a moral hazard, giving other insolvent governments an easy way out. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.